Guelph police made three impaired driving arrests on the weekend, including two who were involved in collisions. Approximately 7:20 p.m. Saturday, police were called to a collision on Montford Drive. Investigation revealed a male was driving a pickup at a high rate of speed when he lost control, leaving the road and striking a parked vehicle and two trees before the truck came to rest on a lawn. No injuries were reported. Officers spoke to the driver, who was showing obvious signs of impairment. He was arrested and transported to the police station, where tests confirmed he had more than the legal amount of alcohol in his system. A 26-year-old Guelph man is charged with impaired driving. Just after 2:30 a.m. Sunday, officers received a report of an intoxicated female leaving an address on Silver Creek Parkway South. A traffic stop was conducted and the driver refused repeatedly to provide a breath sample. A 38-year-old Thornhill woman is charged with refusing to provide a breath sample. At 12:05 a.m. Monday, police were notified of a collision on Bristol Street. The driver of a Honda CR-V collided with a parked van, pushing it into a hydro pole and causing extensive damage. The CR-V driver then did a U-turn and fled the scene. Officers followed a trail of fluid on the road to an address nearby, where they located the CR-V also with extensive damage. They spoke to a man who initially claimed he just woke up, but eventually conceded he had been driving the SUV. He had a strong odor of alcohol on his breath and was unsteady on his feet. The man was arrested and transported to the police station, where tests confirmed he had more than the legal amount of alcohol in his system. A 35-year-old Guelph man is charged with impaired driving and failing to stop at a collision. All three motorists had their licenses suspended for 90 days and their vehicles impounded for 7 days. They were all released with upcoming court dates.